And I'm sorry I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, a program full of games as exciting as a weekend in Leicester Forest service station. Sitting on my left are Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And sadly, Tim Brooke Taylor can't be here today. We've had a note from his mum which says he had a bump on the head and thinks he's Whitney Houston. So, can you please welcome on my right, Willie Rushton. And the man whom critics have referred to as Stephen Fry. Monica, who's been our gallant scorer for the past 3 weeks, isn't here today. So, teams, will you please give a big welcome back to our old friend, Samantha. Oh. Our young friend, Samantha, I should say, before we get the rude letters in. Now, we're going to begin our quiz with round one.
Oh.
This is called Ad-Lib Poem, in which I will give the first line of a poem, and the teams must continue until I buzz them, which is like this, and then the next person must buzz. I will also, when I decide it's gone far enough.
Which one?
Graham's... this one.
Right.
Graham... round one is this. And for the benefit of, incidentally, those of you listening at home, that exchange, to make it a bit more comprehensible, this one is this one. Graham, here's a line for you. Far and few, far and few, to the land where the Nolans live.
Far and few, far and few, to the land where the Nolans live. As we set out that summer morn, the four of us in a sieve. Little leer there.
You do it so well.
Yes.
You know, you can tell Samantha's that.
And Monica's laid off.
Excuse me, I'm composing it.
You're decomposing.
Carry on, Graham.
We all jumped up, ran down the beach, and jumped in our strange wee craft.
Would it be helpful if I get to the last line again?
We abandoned the sieve for... No, come on, wake up. This has to rhyme? Look, I don't know, I'll do the lavatory.
Willie, that doesn't rhyme either. Out of the sieve now.
Yes, we abandoned the sieve, it was full of holes, and we took up a more orthodox raft. The problem with this was it leaked water which fell on the Nolan's head. Got to that.
Prose, really. I wondered what Thor Heyerdahl would have done. And everybody said, no, he's dead. I said, no, he is not. He's still alive. I'll give him a ring this minute.
Hello, I said. Can I speak to Thor? Heave it. I gathered from this brief exchange, knowing a little Swede, that Thor had died some weeks ago. Oh, what a dreadful deed. Back now to the Nolans. There we are, all on the beach.
And there, all lined up on the shore, and quite within our reach, the Nolan's five we spied at once, and each man gave a cheer. Our craft was landed, we all jumped up.
And helped ourselves beer. I took a good broad look at the five young sisters, and ran as fast as my feet would go. So fast, indeed, I got some rather nasty blisters. Which is very, very painful, you know.
That's a very good chance to be poet laureate. Don't
threaten him.
Dead bulls.
I rather panicked at this stage, and started to ring my mother.
Oh, good. I thought there's a lot of sisters here. Surely there's a brother. And then I thought, why are there so many Nolans? Good heavens. I'll think it is, to my death, odd. And then, remembering Stephen's delivery, I realised they didn't use the rhythm method.
Well done, Barry. Now then, we're going to do another one. And Willie,
another
you're
one.
Going to... you're going to start this one, Willie.
No, not.
Here's your line. In Stansted land did Imran Khan a stately aerodrome decree.
Oh, where else the sacred river ran through Kevin's measureless demand down to a sunless sea.
Nobody loves a smart art. Do that.
A damsel on a bicycle in a vision once I saw.
She cycled past the window, then cycled back for more. All day she spent a cycling to and fro. A cycling on her bicycle, the blessed damsel go. She cycles here, she cycles there. She cycles back and forth. I've seen her cycle to the south. Cycle to the north. She cycles up, she cycles down.
Nurse!
She cycles roundabout. If you said, does she cycle, I would be not in any doubt. Next.
Well, this is the point where I give the teams advance warning of the late arrivals that they'll be announcing at the end of the program. This week I'll be asking them to announce the late arrivals at the Weatherman's Ball. The Weatherman's Ball.
Oh.
Right. Here's the round called Blues Madrigal Calypso. That's a waste of words because these are both going to be blues. Each team has to improvise a song with the members of the team singing alternate lines. The subject for the song, in this case the blues, I think I mentioned, will be provided by the other team. Assistance will be provided by our resident pianist, Colin Sell.
Applause. Bless you.
And Stephen and Willie, you're going to start off now, so I want Graham and Barry to give you a subject on which to sing a blues.
Cycling, no. How about the Oliver North blues?
Well, I wonder what he's playing. Is that it? Woke up this morning, had my shredded wheat.
Then I shredded the duvet. And then I shredded the sheet, so yes, woo.
Then because I love my proud three countries so much.
Well, then I went out and shredded Fawn Hall. Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. Crazy, man, crazy.
Ethnically pretty accurate, so I'll give you another mark for
I'm
that.
Quite funky. You've got me to learn this.
It was funky, so I'll take the mark away.
Oh, no.
Graham and Barry are going to sing a blues, the title of which is provided by William Stevens.
We thought the Amnesiac Blues.
This morning, thought I don't know where I am.
this morning. Thought I don't know where I am.
Woke up this morning. Thought I don't know where I am.
Well, time to wake up.
Who said that? Right.
I think it's our turn for blues now.
That was very good. Incidentally, those of you listening, a little sidelight on this program. The chairman of the program gets a new BBC pen each week, which you may think is a typical example of BBC extravagance, but the point is that they only last a week. Our teams have decided that in this game, it's a game called Suitcases, and our teams have decided to go on holiday. Sadly, I noticed that they've all bought return tickets. Anyway, they have to pack their suitcases entirely with objects beginning with a letter I shall give them. And the other team can challenge if they think the object won't fit into a suitcase or won't be needed. Stephen and Willie, your letter is S.
Mm-hmm.
Away you go.
I think I'll probably take some Steridant.
Suppose I come to like him, I'll take Stephen.
Oh. We just carry on, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yes.
I think some sugar.
A stepladder?
Oh, challenge. Challenge from Graham on sugar.
Well, if you didn't take the sugar, then you wouldn't need the Steridant. It seems to me you're...
The doctor speaking there.
Yes, the doctor's a message here.
Thank you. But it's because he's taking the sugar that he needs...
No, I'm objecting to Willie taking Stephen.
Because it'll make his teeth fall out.
Carry on, Willie.
What a title for a film. This could be the breakthrough they're looking for.
I think they've used it. A syringe.
I'll take, if I may, a small school.
A challenge from Barry Cohn. Oh,
specify the number of pupils.
I got two. They both look inward, so it looks as if I've only got one. That's a strabismus, which I'm also taking with me.
A crosstalk act. Yes, yes, indeed.
A sack of sago.
Mm-hmm. I'll take some sturgeon.
A stenographer.
I'll take seven stenographers.
A sofa.
Challenge there from Graham.
Yeah, I don't think you get seven stenographers in a suitcase.
You're right, six. I'm sorry.
Right. Carry on.
Six.
You've amended that to six.
Yes.
Right, carry on for a short while, but I'm going to stop you in a minute.
A sand pit.
I'll take a C. A C.
Very sound.
In case there isn't one there.
Yes. Challenge from Graham Gardner.
Is that a high C or a low C?
Well, it'd be something like that.
That wasn't a challenge.
Ely or Norwich, which is sort of very middle of the road, really. Yes.
Is it tied in or out?
Oh.
Tied begins with T. I don't think that's coming at all.
Take some surf instead.
Surf. There you go, yes.
To what?
Yeah, challenge from Graham.
No point taking surf and sturgeon, surely.
Yes. I'm going to allow that challenge. I think that's a very clever challenge,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, very good.
And I'm going over to you, Barry and Graham. Your letter is M.
A mousetrap.
Yes.
Watch in the evening.
A mousetrap. Minestrone.
A minister.
A melodeon. Ooh. Memory lane. Memory lane. That's M as well.
Yeah.
Melodeon.
You say it so nicely. Say it again.
Melodeon.
Mm.
And the next object is...
I'll take a travel version of Mardi Gras.
Mulligatawny.
Challenge from Stephen.
Just too many suits. You can't have minestrone and mulligatawny. It's ridiculous.
These are just packet soups.
It's entirely up to them, actually. They
packet
are allowed
soup.
To.
Oh,
they're allowed to. They are allowed
tour.
To. As long as it'll go in a case.
Well, that's all right.
Really an endless number of soups will go in a suitcase.
Yes.
Yeah, oh. It's straight out of the packet.
Is it a lot of foreign food abroad? You don't have to be too careful.
Is it a soup? It's turning into a soup case. That's the other.
Right, I think that game has reached its highest level. You didn't have anything else you wanted to take?
No, who says tedium's dead?
I just wanted to take a mushroom suit.
Right. We're going on now to a round called Sounds Peculiar, in which I'm going to play in a few bizarre sound effects, and I want you to tell me what they are. And the winner of this round can have a look in my little box. Can start with you, Graham. Here's a sound for you.
Was it?
Ah. That's probably the new Dockland light railway. Oh. That was the sound of it getting there.
Barry, we've got a sound effect for you.
That's Clive Sinclair testing a new digital boomerang.
Oh. Hello, it's Harvey Proctor making a comeback.
Well, we did have a whip round.
Stephen, let's hurry along to you. Here's your sound effect.
It must be Princess Anne's antiphone, I think.
And finally, a sound effect for you, Willie Rushton.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
I hear the failed condom commercial.
Willie, I think you're just by a short head, you're the winner.
That could have been better put. Differently.
Willie, you've just won that round.
I better change his name, I think.
So if you come over here, you can look in my little box. Willie is suitably astonished. And we go on to another visual game. Oh, no, that wasn't a visual game.
I'm sorry.
We're going on to a visual game called Musical Chairs. You know the game. It's when the music stops and everybody sits down. So, Colin, at the piano, take it away. Right, well, now we're all sitting down. Let's get on to the next round. The next round...
Enjoyed that.
The next round is called Singing Sprint. One team has to sing a song as fast as they can, and then the opposing team must beat their time. And I have a stopwatch somewhere.
So has Samantha.
Extra marks will be given for the most sensitive rendering. The song is Danny Boy. And I'm going to ask Stephen and Willie to start, please.
Oh, Danny Boy,
the pipes, And you're...
Faster than Barry McGuigan's father.
You did it. Let me look at the... Consulting the stopwatch, your time was exactly 20 to 9. Sorry. Barry and Graham, now, if you can beat that time, well, I shall be amazed.
What anybody the much calling?
I'd rather
just outside the record, but pretty good.
I held our team up by being more artistic and sensitive, and that was probably...
Yes, you win the round, because you were much better.
Yes.
Thank you.
And the Sterodent, of course.
Now, there's a round here called Last Thing I Remember. This is a variation on the game Famous Last Words. I shall therefore be asking the team for the last thing they remember before becoming totally incapacitated. And the winner will receive a Harry Tweed lamppost. Now, Stephen. A special prize each week. Stephen, will you start, please?
Well, I remember walking through the turnstile. I remember rather thinking how nice it was that they were singing that song from Carousel, You'll Never Walk Alone. I remember that. I remember thinking that the red and white they were all wearing went rather well with my blue and white scarf. then it all just went blank, really.
Barry.
Last thing I remember was Ronald Reagan saying, how does this pencil sharpener work? Do I press this button?
Ooh. Yes. Willie, how about you?
The last thing I remember is someone saying, you can squeeze in on the sofa between Clive James and Robert Maxwell.
Graham.
The last thing I remember was diving for pearls off Teddy Johnson.
The last thing I remember was somebody saying, I don't think you've met Ruby Wax.
Well, the memories are all flooding back anymore. No more.
No more.
No,
we've lost the will to live.
Ah. I'm going to ask for some definitions now of some foreign phrases, and the teams have got to translate them into English. That's because they're foreign. Barry. Droit de seigneur.
Ah, sir dresses to the right.
Excellent. Willie Rushton, pardonnez-moi.
Pardonnez-moi. I'm sorry about Frank Muir.
Graham, here's one for you. Donner und Blitz.
That's the after effects of a kebab, isn't it?
Right, Barry, here's one for you now. Oh, no, it isn't. It's Stephen's turn.
I was going to say Donna Immobile is a kebab on wheels, but it's neither here nor there, as the man said when he put his truss on upside down.
Stephen, it's your turn, sorry. Stephen Fry, Ich Dean.
Ich Dean, I am Jane Torville's dancing partner.
So, Barry, we're coming back to you now. Dernier pensé.
Ah, the last pimp before the M1.
Willie Rushton, short and sweet, yeah. Achtung.
Achtung! German kissing.
Graham Garden.
Must be it is.
Another one for you, Graham Garden. Con Allegro.
This is second-hand car salesman.
Stephen, a Latin one here. Do you prefer the old or the new pronunciation?
Oh, give us the old, I think, probably.
Yes, because that's the only one I know. Mens sana in corpore sano.
Mens sana in corpore sano. Corporal punishment available in the men's sauna.
Samantha is getting audibly irritated that I haven't asked her what the score is.
That many.
When we've reached the point in the show where she and I must now leave the teams to it while they announce the late arrivals at the weatherman's ball.
First through the door is Samantha. It's a warm front.
I'm as ever looking forward to the cabaret, and here's the pianist. Hello, Colin. Oh, did Sel see us?
Hey, welcome, Lord and Lady Frost and their son, Severe.
Mr. and Mrs. Metric Pressure and their son, Barry.
Oh, here's Michael Fish and Ian McCaskill. They do an act called Mac Fisheries. Also in the cabaret is that Helsinki tap dancer. You know, the fin, the stare. And that great four-handed act, Rock All Malin, Hebrides and Pearl Bailey.
The Tea Patches and their daughter, Miss Tea Patches.
That born-again duo, Hayley Stones and Cole Zoffar.
And from Monaco, the royal house of Monaco, the Van Average family, with their son, the prince, Rainier Van Average.
And all the way from Russia, really welcome Mr. and Mrs. Sky at Night. And their son, Red Sky at Night. But wait, why is he dressed as a sheep?
Also in the cabaret, I'm sorry.
Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Temperatures today were recorded in the Orkneys. And their daughter Lois Temperatures today were recorded in the Orkneys.
Now look, there's Gale Forthwinds and Harry Kane Warning.
There's Farrah Fawcett. She's got married again now. Her married name is Farrah Unheit. With her mate, Cindy Grade.
Mr. and Mrs. Royd Barometer and their daughter, Anna Royd Barometer.
And Sunny Spells.
Yes. Oh, and from Germany, a cousin of Sunny Spells, is Claudia Spells.
Well, there's an old adage, always leave them wanting more.
You look as though you've had enough, Humphrey, my view.
On that principle, that's all for this week. We'll see you again next week. And from the teams and myself, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garton, Willie Rushton and Stephen Fry were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Spencer.